listener. Welcome back to another episode of A Real Page Turner with Donnie Granza and Mara Maros. Hi, Donnie.
Hello, Mara. Ready for quite the interesting episode, to say the least.
Yeah, and I think this one is one of the first ones we're going to have to warn with the explicit warning.
Yes, a little NSFW.
I guess, yeah, I guess trigger FYI warning, there'll be talk of sex and dicks, for lack of a better word. So our book today is Notes to Boys and Other Things I Shouldn't Share in Public by Pamela Ribbon. I think it's Ribbon or Ribbon. I'm not really sure how she says it, but that's what it is. And it was published in 2017 and turned into a short film. So tell us about the film.
Yeah. Yeah. So the short film is about 24 minutes long, and it is interestingly titled My Year of Dicks. There. And yeah, it came out in 2022 and was actually nominated for the Oscar for Best Animated Short Film there. And it caused like quite a stir. I actually remember when they announced the nominations, and when that was announced, there was like a lot of chuckles in the audience there.
So I've heard about this book, and really by happenstance and movie, when I was listening to a podcast, I think I could say their name as long as I, you know, probably tag them in it later, which is Songs My Ex Ruined. And she was on it and talking about Jewel's 1996 hit, You Were Meant for Me. And she was the guest on the podcast and had been talking about, you know, part of her introduction was this book. And I'm like, oh, I got to check this one out. And then I dragged you into it. But yes. The book for me was much longer. And I think the premise of the short story animated film was that they just took a snippet of time in there.
Yeah. I remember when we first discussed doing this, and you said it was a short film, and I was like, oh, so the book can't be that long. There was like, oh, probably be like an easy breezy read. And then when I downloaded it on my Kindle and it says it's like 300 plus pages, I was like, huh, okay.
So it's actually a memoir, and really about her time, and she grew up in Houston, Texas, and really trying to lose her virginity, but also like tied into all these, you know, letters that she's written to the people that she had crushes on. She was like kind of questioning, did she actually send these letters? Because she always kept something for her. They kept a copy for herself. And a lot of them was some of like her poetry. And I thought the book was really funny. And also like you did cringe thinking, oh my God, did she really say those things to these poor boys? And, you know, having had middle school children, I'm like, oh my gosh. That must have been mortifying to then one that she kept them and then read back at them as an adult, because I too dabbled in poetry in high school and I do have it and have read it. And it is embarrassing. So yeah. Give her credit for going back and one, rereading all of her notes and then, you know, telling the world about them, which was pretty funny. I mean, it is. I think the book is funny. And I know there's some of it that is like, you know, crass and embarrassing, but I do think like it is maybe representative of kind of your middle to high school experiences with people that you like and trying to win them over or garner their attention. And I thought it was very funny, and it, you know, it takes you back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't go back there for all of the money, but it is. But so it was funny. I really, the book I did enjoy, and I did laugh out loud at a few places.
Yeah. There's one interesting thing about the book that I really liked is that when she would refer to, you know, guys that she dated and was interested in, obviously didn't give their names, but had these like very funny names that she, like nicknames she had for them. It was kind of based off something that she associated them with. Like, for example, there was a character who, I guess, played the video game Super Mario Brothers. So she dubbed him Super Mario Brothers Boy there. And then all these other ones that get, you know, a boy that apologizes was Apology Boy. And I found that pretty funny. And it actually, it reminded me of my college experience. My buddy and I, Chris, we used to like come up with these names for people that we'd see someone doing something funny and call them something and name, like there was a guy fives to everybody, so we called him High Five Guy, a guy carrying eggs. We called the Eggs Guy. I saw that in this book. It just took me back to that, and I just found it very funny there.
Yeah, I thought that was funny because you do remember people that way. And I do like that you protected their identity a little bit. But the one, you know, that I found really funny was the skinhead guy. And it just reminded me of like how naive we are when we're younger, that you don't pick up on those clues that there is something inherently strange about this person that wouldn't take off his boots when they were like hooking up. And then she got in the car and someone said, you know, like he's a skinhead, and she had no idea. And it just reminded me of sometimes how naive we are when we were younger, that you wouldn't pick up on that. And I thought that was really funny. But
no, yeah. And I guess maybe I'm a little still naive because I was kind of like thrown for a loop in that part, like especially in the movie with that part, because I just thought he was a regular guy. And when in the next scene, when the girl is driving her home, she tells her that, oh, he's a Nazi there. I was like, oh, okay. You know, and I thought even like visually seeing it, I would be able to pick up on the clues or something, but I did not there.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. I did enjoy the book. I mean, the animated film is really not something that is my cup of tea. And so, you know, I did watch it, and I could see, you know, why there's a category for those types of films and best animated short and why it was nominated. It's just not something that I typically watch.
Yeah.
But I thought they did a good job of condensing a very small portion of the book into something that's, you know, funny.
Yeah. 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 It had its moments. I did appreciate the animation associated with it. They kind of blended different styles of animation, which I thought was an interesting choice. And I think it worked, and I thought it looked good. And, you know, it was just short and sweet. But I don't know, some parts I found a little gross there. I didn't really care for. There was a scene where her father and her have the talk there, and the father kind of just goes into like lots of details and there, and it's supposed to be cringe humor, and the daughter is embarrassed and just wants her dad to stop. She doesn't want to talk in this regard with him like about these specific topics, and that wasn't my cup of tea. I can understand why people may find that funny, like the cringe humor of it, but for me it just felt gross. Call me a prude, but it was gross for me.
I thought that was a part they kept very true to the book. I mean, the animated film actually, I think, went into a little bit more detail of what the dad said, because she, I think, censored it a little bit more in the book. She doesn't really go into what the dad said about the mom. She kind of leaves you hanging there in the book. So I did like reading about it more. And I think that's one part where I was laughing, but I was like, I would sooner crawl into a hole than have that conversation with my father. And yeah. I kind of wondered, like, why did her mother blow her off and have her talk to her dad? Like, I was like, that's weird. But you did feel for her in that moment. And it was very cringy. But you could see why she wanted to absolutely run from that conversation. But I do think it was a little bit more, I think, censored in the book than the film.
Yeah. 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 I almost like forgot about it in the book there. And then until the film scene came out there.
Yeah. And I did like her honesty in the book. You know, she talked about how she lost a friend because of over a boy, which I also think is incredibly an experience that a lot of people have gone through in high school and college. And I thought that was really interesting and great of her to share that, you know, there are those divides, and sometimes people do dumb stuff and then you lose a friend over it. So I think there is some poignancy, although it was funny. It really did take you back. And I was just reading on her, and she was actually born in Bloomsburg, although grew up in Texas. So yeah, not too far from us.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. And I mean, she is an accomplished, you know, she has a lot of different accolades to her as an artist and writer. And, you know, she's worked on other films and a story writer. So I think what I like the most is that even though her letters were so, so beyond and cringy. You could see why she was going to be a good writer, right? To have that she just wrote these letters like constantly and wrote this poetry and everything, like, it's not surprising that she turned out to be a writer. You know, she's a screenwriter. She's written for like Moana, Ralph Breaks the Internet. So she's done, you know, a lot of different work. So I really liked her, but you could see why she was probably going to be a good writer, because her letters were very descriptive and long and the poetry was just hilarious. And I actually had a hard time reading some of them because I was embarrassed for her. So I was like, I'm not sure if I can read these in totality. Having gone back and read some of my own from high school is embarrassing. And that was all I could handle.
Yeah. I said, I forgot to mention before, now the filmmaker who made the short film is from Iceland, and her name is Sarah Gunnarsdóttir. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. She is like a director and animator and artist, and prior to this, her most notable work was animated sequences for the 2015 film The Diary of a Teenage Girl. Did a lot of films, like short films, that have competed in different film festivals. But this is the most notable one, the one that gained the most traction, obviously, in there.
That's interesting. Like, you wonder how they got connected, right? I mean, that they came together to work on this.
Yeah, very intriguing there.
Yeah. In fact, that Sarah G, Gunnarsdóttir. Yeah. She won the Special Jury Awards at South by Southwest for unique vision in writing and directing for My Year of Dicks. So
certainly unique.
So certainly unique, but that's funny. Yeah, I did. The movie, the short film, you know, not my thing, mostly because I don't do a lot of animated shorts, because I don't read them. Yeah. I don't watch them, really. It's just not something that I watch. But I did. But she won. I mean, it won a ton of awards, even though it didn't win the Academy Award. It did win quite a few other awards, like at South by Southwest and, you know, Brooklyn Film Festival and Rain Dance Film Festival. So they did win quite a few awards. But I was reading what you had said when you remember them watching it, that the gentleman who was announcing the awards really had a good chuckle when he had to read the title for the film.
Yeah, it's funny. I was looking for it to watch the film, and I clicked on a YouTube video that I thought was going to bring me to the film, to the movie, but it was just them announcing it at the Oscars, and the guy chuckling as he was reading it.
I did have a hard time finding a place to watch it. It was on Vimeo. Where did you find? I found it on Vimeo and was able to watch it on Vimeo.
Yeah, I was the same there.
Because it was on
my phone.
So did I, because it was on Hulu. Because when I was reading up on it, when it was first nominated and out, it was on Hulu. But when I went to Hulu, it was gone from Hulu. But I was able to find it on Vimeo.
Yeah. So that's a first. I've, like, since we've started this podcast, I've watched, you know, many films like on demand and on YouTube and Netflix and movies that I've already owned there. This is the first where I had to watch it on my phone there. So
yeah, me too.
It's only 24 minutes. So
right. That's kind of what I thought. I'm like, okay, I could watch this for 24 minutes on my phone.
And my battery's charged.
And I thought that the book was an audiobook, and I got it when I was going on vacation. I thought, oh, I'll listen to it on the plane, and it wasn't. And I was like, oh no. Because I was using a library app, and then I realized I had to read the whole book on my phone because I had downloaded it to my phone.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was a little bit difficult. but I thought it was the audio, and I was going to listen to it, but it was not. I don't know that it's in audio format. I couldn't find it if it is. But I did read it on my phone. And it was an easy read. It wasn't a difficult read to read on your phone. I think the book is an easy read. And I like her style of writing. It is she's a great writer, and it's easy to read. Yeah. Although cringe inducing as a whole, easy to read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a nice flow to it in there.
Yeah. I think if you're a fan of memoir, right, that this is a really great, this is a good book. If you're a fan of a memoir and you like something that's funny, this is a great book. And yeah, I do happen to like some of them. I do like a funny memoir. So I thought it was really good. And I'm glad I came across her on that podcast, because otherwise I had not. This one was not out of my radar.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything else we wanted to talk about on this one? I think because there's not a big comparison between the film and the book, because it is such a different medium, being in the animated, being that they took it and animated it into a short film, right? It's like a snippet.
Yeah, very true.
And I think the snippet is true to to the characters and what happened in a condensed format in the book.
True. Very true. Yeah.
It's just, there's not a lot to compare it to. It's more of a contrast because it is just so different. It's the medium is different, but the characters, a lot of the characters are the same.
Yeah. When I saw like how long the book was, and knowing that it was a short film, I thought, okay, yeah, there's going to be a lot of difference. This is a 300 plus page book into 24 minutes.
Yeah, usually we have the opposite, right? Like we'll have a short story like The Swimmer or Everything Must Go, and they turn it into a 2-hour movie. And you would expect that things expand and other things are added, but the essence of it is still there. Whereas this is really the opposite. And I think this is the first one that we've had in that opposite format where we've said, oh, wow, the film is so much shorter than the book.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I think that about covers it.
All right. Well, we did something different.
Yes. Very different.
Yeah. Well, thanks, listener, for going on this different journey for us today. Maybe you found something new to read or watch. And until next time, keep reading.
And keep watching.